integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
The beautiful music of Mrs. Julie Newmark bringing us in. That's Dime Store Halo. Julie Newmark, music.com. Download it, fire it up at parties or just reading a book. The whole CD is really worth getting. Thank you, Julie, for adding that show to our, adding that music to our discussion today, which is about autoimmune disease. And there's a potential, you know, pharmaceutical breakthrough that has been out for a while, and I've seen it used quite a bit. I've actually prescribed it some in a dose in a drug called naltrexone. Now, naltrexone has been used in the past for folks who had opiate addictions. It's part of a medication called Suboxone. It's a version of naltrexone. It's been used in hospitals. It's been around forever, this medicine. And it's been kind of off-labeled use, which means that there's not a lot of research to support it, but some doctors thought it might work and tried it and had really good results.
When you're talking about it, though, when you're talking about naltrexone and you're talking about the use for this particular medication in autoimmune disease, et cetera, we're talking about, I think the abbreviation is LDN, so it's low-dose naltrexone.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's the big thing, but I'm sorry to interrupt you. Please.
No, it's a good point because it's not being used how it was before. It's a little bit different, and it's in this low dose, which is very minimally toxic. And as our listeners know, or if you're more recent to join us, Holly and I do not discriminate against therapies. If the best therapy in the world is a drug, so be it. This is about what's best for patients, and in this case, this is about what's best to get people out of pain. Which, you know, nothing works. None of our therapies work when you're in pain. Everybody has to get out of pain in the least invasive way and the least addictive way, because we're sucking down oxycodone like, you know, Pez right now as a society. And low-dose naltrexone came out, and you're looking at the types of diseases from rheumatoid arthritis to Crohn's, fibromyalgia, psoriasis, you know, chronic fatigue, and any of these things that are involved and have a chronic component to it, as well as probably an autoimmune component to them. When you're looking at low-dose naltrexone, because it's been around a long time, it's off-patent, meaning many, many companies can make it, not just one. You're looking at a cost of around $50 a month, which is actually cheaper than most nutritional supplements that we would use for this.
There's
minimal side effects. And I've seen it work. It's hit or miss is what I've seen, Holly. And when I've seen it work, it's really improved people's lives at a low cost, but it's not being used out there.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like, okay, I think these are the great points, because here's what's not rocket science about it, all right? We've got a therapy that effectively at a low dose, now this is a medication, but it's using, quote unquote, like as you said, off market, because we're talking about this, I mean, we're talking about basically blocking pain. We're talking about blocking pain receptors. Just blocking those pain receptors by using this medication, and it's so cheap. And people in more quote unquote alternative modalities, alternative type of practitioners, are using this very effectively with people who have autoimmune diseases. And as you said, this is my big point. Our modalities in healing, the identifying and treating of the cause of these autoimmune diseases, will not work if people are in chronic pain. We need to suppress inflammation and the pain stat in order for people to buy into. And I just say that in a like, hey, I got to get you to work with me, and it's not going to be a here, take this, and it's going to be better. We've got to work really disciplined and very, very, very diligent and hard in many different multifactorial. And so if we can get the pain factor down, people are so much more non-distracted to actually focus on healing.
Yeah, pain's a big win. Listeners out there, as doctors, we have to have wins. So gas and bloating has to go away. Irritable bowel, the diarrhea has to go away. Pain has to come down. And a lot of the times in natural medicine, we are really working on the underlying causes. So it's tough sometimes to get pain down right away, or the psoriasis and the skin to calm down right away. It will over time. But in the meantime, with pain, if we can have something like low-dose naltrexone, it's relatively minimally toxic. It's a very low dose of it. But then the next question is, okay, you know, two questions that I think come up, Holly, is one is, what do you think long-term you know, is it going to continue to give relief? I don't really know. It's been around for, I think, about 3-4 years where people have been using it. I think that it's not going to ever solve any of your underlying problems, but I think it'll continue to give long-term relief to people.
Well, but this is the thing. If you mm-hmm. use it, sometimes, like I say, it's not the agent, it's the approach. This means Absolutely. That individuals, certainly if they're taking LDN or low-dose naltrexone, vary in their metabolic speed, and this will result in interpatient variation in the speed at which the drug is eliminated from the body, as well as the length of the rebound effect, okay? So what we're talking about, though, is that if we can put this on board, and once again, very, very cost-effective, you're talking about other drugs. When we're looking at fibromyalgia, psoriasis, chronic Humira, fatigue, asthma, right. Yeah, you're talking about $29,000 to $52,000 a year. If you're looking at low-dose naltrexone, we're talking about $50 a month, okay? Here's my point, Dr. Weiss. If we can put somebody on this to get the pain, get that win, guess what? We can have an exit strategy, because if the pain goes away, if we get the inflammation down effectively and cost-effectively, then we can use dietary modifications, we can use nutrition, glutamine,
detoxing, you betcha.
Exactly, to heal, to understand the tissue pathology, to heal those tissues, to understand why we got, and to also reverse the auto part of the immune disease, because we get so we've got a chance to work. And that's why I don't even think we need to talk about the long-term side effects, because if it's this cost effective and this safe and this effective, then we've got time to work on our other more challenging, more time involved modalities that can actually start curing instead of just treating.
Yeah, and let's go back to money. I want to go back to money. When you look at some of these, you know, drugs that are $29,000 to $52,000 a year for these same diseases, we're using low-dose naltrexone in the same diseases that we're using drugs like Humira and some of these others, and these are really toxic medicines we're talking about. When you look at the side effects of a class of medicines called TNF-alpha blockers, you are looking at side effects of lymphoma. You're looking at a cancer side effect. When we're talking about how you have to have a win, doesn't matter whether you're a naturopathic doctor in California or you're a surgeon in Idaho, we all have to get people out of pain. All of us do. And this is such a win because I want to go back to that cancer point. It is so vital to get people off of these medications, or it's so vital to get people out of pain that we're willing to risk cancer to do it. And low-dose naltrexone is not being used routinely. So if you out there have someone with MS that you know, or any of these autoimmune diseases from rheumatoid arthritis, which is really the big one I've seen it with, but MS and Crohn's and lupus and all of these things, let them know about this and tell them, hey, listen, this low-dose naltrexone, this isn't going to walk in your office with a well-dressed drug rep with a beautiful brochure. This is going to be something you're going to have to read research about, because it's not going to be marketed, because it's not a new expensive medication. This is that think stuff, Holly, that you're always saying to do, being your own healthcare provider. Did I get it right this
right.
time?
You got providers, the big thing, I think, because it's like, you're right. It's, you know, it's like you got to be able to advocate for yourself, learn these things, talk through them. And if your doctor doesn't listen to you, guess what? Your doctor works for you, so you can get another one, or you can get a second opinion, perhaps from another discipline or system of medicine that can help take care of you. And you can actually partner with a compassionate person that's in your, it's in your corner. He's in your corner.
Low-dose naltrexone is what we're talking about. If you have MS, Crohn's, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, you're battling pain or battling big bills, talk to your physician, challenge your physician to look at low-dose naltrexone. Coletta Priestley-Garcia nailed this segment. Our segment producer, we thank you for bringing this important information to our listeners today. Sonar at the office, great producing. We are talked about low-dose naltrexone, getting out of pain as part of staying well. And that's what we needed to do at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.